This is your host, Kendi Foster. It's so glad to have you back at the Voices of Courage show today. I have a really amazing guest today that you're going to want to listen to in depth. He's got a new documentary out. But before I get to my guest, I just want to talk to you a little bit about manifesting your destiny. Actually, I'm going to call the show that today, The Courage to Manifest Your Destiny. Why? Well, I know a lot of you out there have been going through lots of challenges over many periods of time, many years, right? And those challenges have either helped you to grow, develop, become the best version of yourself, or actually crushed you and stopped you in your path, which they're not meant to do. We're all meant to here to go through those challenges and get to the other side. Notice what's working, what's not working, and be able to take our lives to the next level. Well, that's exactly what my guest has done. He's a legend. I'm going to introduce you in just a second. But he started with roots in New York City and has become a legend in the film industry. And I can hardly wait to talk to him about his story, because here's what the thing is. When I interview guests like my guest here, I'm not going to tell you his name. You're going to have to wait for 1 second. But when I interview people like this, they have a lot of wisdom. They've developed the wisdom. So I want you to listen to that wisdom, be inspired, be uplifted, and maybe use that wisdom and understanding to take your life to the next level. So I'm going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to introduce my very special guest.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $299 a pair. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $299. Plus, we'll add in a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $299. So call now.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Are you ready to uplift your thinking, redefine what's possible, and have the energy, passion, and power to accomplish your greatest dreams? Hi, this is Kendi Foster. For 28 years, I've coached over 10,000 people to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. Now, I've put the time-tested wisdom principles into my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken Your Inner Genius. This book changes your thinking as you read it. It's time to change it deep inside. You know this. So come on, expand what's possible, increase your courage, step into your destiny, and order today at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. When you order today, you'll receive a personalized coaching session with me. Obviously, this is a limited offer. So why wait? Change for the better and order now at couragetochange.us.
Hi, Kendi Foster here.
Are you in a place that you would like to unleash the power within your mind? I teach a class. It's called The Limitless Experience. This is about intentional living. It's a great opportunity to learn how to operate your mind efficiently, expand your knowledge, tap into your inner wisdom, and connect with like-minded individuals who are evolving and making a difference in this world. This class is designed to help you unlock your true potential and achieve success in all areas of your life. By attending this class, you will gain valuable insights into your life purpose, legacy, how to get unstuck, how to break chronic patterns that are stopping your success, overcome limiting beliefs, and develop a positive mindset that will help you achieve your goals. I hope to see you soon at the Limitless Experience.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster, and I have a very special guest today, which may not surprise you who he is, because you've probably seen him in many, many movies. Glenn, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Ken, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great. Well, let me give you a formal introduction to my guest, my audience that maybe not know you in some of the other countries. Glenn is a New York City-born actor. He's an Emmy and NAACP winner and an award-winning stage and television director. He is legendary Glenn Turman. He is coming off an incredible year with buzzworthy performances in ABC's Women of the Movement, Paramount's Super Bowl romp 80 for Brady, and his award-winning appearance on OWN's Queen Sugar. And he has a new documentary out, which we're going to be talking about today, The Legend of Glenn Turman. Glenn, this is an honor to have you here, my friend. Your career spans decades. Yeah. Tell me a little bit, you just how you get started a little bit, so we know a little about you.
Well, let me see. I don't know. You're familiar with New York City, which is where I grew up. And I was born in Harlem, New York. But at an early age, my mother moved, she and I, from Harlem down to an area called Greenwich Village, the west side of Greenwich Village, where her friends were people like Lorraine Hansberry and James Baldwin and Odetta and Miles Davis. These were all people who were in the arts. Now, Lorraine Hansberry is a young lady who at that time in the 50s, we're talking, wrote a play called A Raisin in the Sun. And this play was to go to Broadway, and it was to be the first black drama to ever go to Broadway, starring, written by a black woman, starring Sidney Poitier and Ruby Dee and Lou Gossett Jr. And I was a part of this iconic production as the little boy in the production of A Raisin in the Sun. I created the role of Travis. And so that was my start, even though I was reluctant because I thought that going to this play would interfere with my baseball game that Saturday if I had to go every Saturday to work in this play. So I wasn't I wasn't jumping for joy with this. It was something that came along. And over the years, I fell in love with the art of acting, the craft of acting, and started pursuing it in my adult years seriously. Well, my high school years seriously.
You know, Glenn, did you feel like you were kind of destined to be an actor, or is this something that you had to really grow into?
No, I had to grow into it. I didn't feel like I was destined to be an actor because I went, as I said, reluctantly. You know, I didn't pursue it until it kind of, but it kept following and finding me, you know, and finally I surrendered to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. You know, you've got the documentary out and the legend of Glenn Turman. I was just looking at it on the IMDb and, you know, checking out what you got going. When is that going to be released?
That will be released. Legend of Glenn Turman will be released streaming-wise June 20th. June 20th. You can pre-order it now. You can pre-order it now. And you can buy your own copy of it through Amazon or Best Buy or Barnes & Noble. You can get it in Blu-ray or DVD and have it for your own. And I only suggest that because I think what I've done here is hopefully written some sort of a chart in telling my story that would be useful at colleges or acting classes or young people who want to get into acting, but schools that are teaching the craft of acting, so that you would have it to present to your class at your college or wherever you have institutions that are trying to shepherd young people into the field of acting.
Very nice. Very nice. All right, well, listen, I'm going to take a quick break. We'll come right back. And when we do, I want to take a little deeper dive into the documentary and why that documentary, why now. We'll be right back and we'll explore.
Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days? I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. Call now for this free book on maximizing your income in retirement. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers from leading financial firm J.D. Melberg. That's right, free. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity, and it's free.
Call 800-615-2282.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We researched numerous products and summarized rates and benefits of annuities, all from SILAC Insurance Company.
Call 800-615-2282. That's 800-615-2282.
Call now.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Not only can a CGM immediately reduce pain, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. We'll also provide free shipping of your new CGM, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar four more times per day and injecting insulin three or more times per day or using an insulin pump, call now and learn how to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, Ken D. Foster here. Are you in a place that you would like to unleash the power within your mind? I teach a class. It's called The Limitless Experience. This is about intentional living. It's a great opportunity to learn how to operate your mind efficiently Expand your knowledge, tap into your inner wisdom, and connect with like-minded individuals who are evolving and making a difference in this world. This class is designed to help you unlock your true potential and achieve success in all areas of your life. By attending this class, you will gain valuable insights into your life purpose, legacy, how to get unstuck, how to break chronic patterns that are stopping your success, overcome limiting beliefs, and develop a positive mindset that will help you achieve your goals. I hope to see you soon at the Limitless Experience.
I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything: Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams, and if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, it's just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force, and that's what's going to get you to the next level.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'm speaking with the legendary actor, Glenn Turman, and we're talking about his new documentary that's coming out. Glenn, why the documentary? Why now?
Good question, Kenny. My partner, Julie Smith, who's director and executive producer and producer on this project, he and I have done about 10 documentaries, chronicling the experience of performers and institutions that were prominent in the 60s and 70s and 80s, mostly Black institutions that were prominent in that time. In doing so, Junie finally turns to me and says, Glenn, we really need to get your story down. And I was reluctant to do that. But he said, you know, something that stuck with me. He said, you need to tell it in your own words from the horse's mouth, and it will be something that your children and your family will be able to have and share long after you're gone. And being surrounded with my grandchildren, of which I have many now, I said, you know, you're right. This is not a bad thing to leave for them. And so I said, let me tell this story so that it is indeed from the horse's mouth. And that's why now.
I love that. Well, I've got a flock of grandkids too, so I saw the joy in your face when you talk about them. That's how I feel the same way. You know, what would you say, you know, in the documentary that you, what stories need to be told right now? And how did you capture that in the documentary?
Well, it speaks on a few levels. But one level that I tried to capture is that, and you asked the question, Kenny, when you said, how did you get into acting? Did it pursue you or did you pursue it? And in reality, when I look, as I tell the story, what dawns on me is that much of what we and who we are is already embedded in our DNA. For instance, I always loved horses. I'm sitting here on a ranch that I've been blessed to acquire over the years. And on this ranch, I have horses. Now, remember, I'm born and raised in Manhattan, Harlem in particular. So horses is not an easily accessible relationship. But ever since I was young, I've always had this drive to be around horses. Now, where did that come from? Well, I didn't grow up knowing my father's family very well. I only got to know my father later in life and build a relationship with him. But I didn't know his father or his parents at all. I didn't know my grandparents on either side, mother's side or father's side. And I later found out that my father did indeed grow up on a farm in the South, and that his father did indeed have horses and was indeed a horseman. Now, I never knew that. You know, he never told me that because I wasn't around him at that age that would have made an impression. But I went on that journey on my own. Well, where did that come from? You know, so where did the acting bug come from or the acting skill come from, you know? And I'd like to link it to somewhere in the bloodline. And how did that get there? And so my documentary poses not only that question, but attempts to vaguely answer or at least put out a plausibility of how and where that comes from. There's a word called griot, griots. It's a West African word. And griot is, or griot, are storytellers. Storytellers who were charged with keeping the history of a people alive and keeping the stories of the tribe intact. Well, as you know, we African Americans were brought over many years ago, and people were from all walks of life who came over on those ships so many years ago. There were kings and queens and horsemen and farmers and griots. Could that have been something that I was or my bloodline was at one time? You see. So the documentary kind of poses those questions and offers such.
Well, it's a real good question, especially I think it's up for a lot of people now. You know, what are our roots? You know, where do we come from? What is the essence of us truly? You know, is reincarnation? A reincarnation is accepted around the world, except in the U.S. So, you know, maybe that's something we need to maybe look at as a society too. And how does that play out in our destiny? You know, and then it goes to, well, why am I even here? I have a lot of questions.
Absolutely. You're right, Ken. You're absolutely right. You know, it's a big question. It's an intriguing question. And there's merit in exploring what that's all about.
Yeah, I like that. And, you know, from my point of view, we kind of have an identity crisis in America. We all think that we're our cars, our houses, our boats, our planes, and we don't really realize the essence of who we are and what's really possible for us. One of the things I love about you, Glenn, is you were able to overcome so much. You know, you're in Harlem. And, you know, the opportunities there were limited, but you somehow made it through. What do you think that is inside of you, that drive or that intelligence? Or what is that? How did that happen for you?
I'd like to attribute that to my mother, single parent, who moved, she and I, from Harlem to the West Village and at an early age, and who instilled in me a certain amount of discipline. Not sternly so, but firmly so, that the discipline became a part of, I think, my character. And I think that through her guidance and her insistence that anything was possible for me. Anything that I wanted, anything that I needed to achieve, I could, regardless of the obstacles put in front of me. She used to drive that home, you know. And in the documentary, I think I dedicate the documentary to her for instilling that sort of drive in me, you know, along with the love and all the other nurturing elements. Yep. But to answer that question, I'm sure it comes from her.
Yeah. I'm thinking about the documentary. I'm so excited it's going to be released here on June 20th, and they can get it on Amazon, I think you said. Where else can they get that?
Yeah, they can get it. They can order it at Amazon and Barnes & Noble, Best Buy. And it's streaming. It's on just some streaming services starting June 20th. But you can pre-order everything right now.
That's great. Yeah, and, you know, I think what we'll do with my audience, we'll send you out an email. So if you're on my email list, you will get the link to watch the Glenn Turman documentary on StreamYard. Excuse me, not on StreamYard, on some of the streaming platforms, including StreamYard. So we'll do that for you, Glenn. I have a thought around this. Yeah, you're so welcome. I have a thought around this. You know, if I'm watching in the audience, what do you hope that the audience will walk away with?
Well, I don't know. I'm hoping that the common thread is the universality of all of us, you know, that we have so much in common as a people, that our possibilities, our callings, you know, should not be ignored, that we should place importance on our dreams, you know, but don't make them our master, you know, and that we should realize, as my mother tried to instill in me, and that to follow your calling is a blessing, you know, and come away with that, you know, follow your calling.
Yeah. I like that message, find your calling. Some people ask, well, how do I know my calling? We should address that and lots more when we come back. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. And for all of you, I want to thank you for listening to us today. This is the Voices of Courage show. One of the ways we grow this show, by the way, is through you. So if you enjoy this show, why don't you, you know, share it with some family members, friends, associates, and you know, give them some upbeat, positive information that they can get their teeth into, you know, and be able to really make the world a little better for all of us. So until next time, I hope you continue to see the unseeable and know the unknowable and do the impossible. And I'll see you next year. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. It's so glad to have you back at the Voices of Courage show today. I have a really amazing guest today that you're going to want to listen to in depth. He's got a new documentary out. But before I get to my guest, I just want to talk to you a little bit about manifesting your destiny. Actually, I'm going to call the show that today, The Courage to Manifest Your Destiny. Why? Well, I know a lot of you out there have been going through lots of challenges over many periods of time, many years, right? And those challenges have either helped you to grow, develop, become the best version of yourself, or actually crushed you and stopped you in your path, which they're not meant to do. We're all meant to here to go through those challenges and get to the other side. Notice what's working, what's not working, and be able to take our lives to the next level. Well, that's exactly what my guest has done. He's a legend. I'm going to introduce you in just a second. But he started with roots in New York City and has become a legend in the film industry. And I can hardly wait to talk to him about his story, because here's what the thing is. When I interview guests like my guest here, I'm not going to tell you his name. You're going to have to wait for 1 second. But when I interview people like this, they have a lot of wisdom. They've developed the wisdom. So I want you to listen to that wisdom, be inspired, be uplifted, and maybe use that wisdom and understanding to take your life to the next level. So I'm going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to introduce my very special guest.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $299 a pair. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $299. Plus, we'll add in a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $299. So call now.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Are you ready to uplift your thinking, redefine what's possible, and have the energy, passion, and power to accomplish your greatest dreams? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. For 28 years, I've coached over 10,000 people to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. Now, I've put the time-tested wisdom principles into my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken Your Inner Genius. This book changes your thinking as you read it. It's time to change it deep inside. You know this. So come on, expand what's possible, increase your courage, step into your destiny, and order today at CourageToChange.us. That's CourageToChange.us. When you order today, you'll receive a personalized coaching session with me. Obviously, this is a limited offer. So why wait? Change for the better and order now at CourageToChange.us.
Oh. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'm interviewing a legendary actor, Lynn Terman. And yeah, that was a good question. How do we know our calling? I think in this age, Glenn, a lot more people are kind of looking for that maybe than back in our day, where that wasn't such a big issue. But how do you think people find their calling? I'm just curious.
I don't know. I found mine. Like I said, I was, when I went for the audition for Raisin in the Sun as a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
Here's how that happened. I don't know if I told you this, that Lorraine Hansberry, who wrote the play, was my mother's dear friend. And there in the Greenwich Village, she told my mother one day that she had written a play and that it was going to go to Broadway. And that there was a part for a little boy in the play. And would Glenn be interested in trying for the role? Well, my mother relays this to me as we're walking down 10th Street. I'll never forget it. And I said, well, I don't know, Mama. I don't know that I can do that. I've got a baseball game on Saturday. If it's going to be on Saturday, I can't do it. Did I tell you this?
How old were you?
I was 12. Actually, 11 at this time. And she says, well, it might be, Glenn, if you get this, it might be a lot of Saturdays that you're not going to be able to do the baseball. I said, I don't know. She said, well, Sidney Poitier, that guy you like in the movies, he's going to be starring in this play. I said, I don't know, Ma. I got a game. So she says, well, just try. So I says, well, okay. So I go down to where I'm supposed to do this thing. After studying this script, the words in this script and learning the role in this script, I'd never done that before. My mother's helping me with this. And I get there and there's all these other little colored boys in the hall, all these other little black kids. And they're sitting there in the hall. And I couldn't figure out what in the hell they were doing there because there was only a role for one little boy. That was me. So what were all these other kids doing? Well, I didn't know that they were auditioning for the same part. Luckily, I got the role. Luckily, also, I didn't know that they were auditioning, or else I would have been nervous. You see? So I got the role. And I stayed with the play for a year. Toured, went to Chicago on the road with the play. Met Sidney Poitier. Met all these wonderful people. Sidney Poitier, Sammy Davis Jr., Pearl Bailey, all the great Dorothy Dandridge. I met all of these wonderful people, these superstars, Harry Belafonte, as a result of being in this play, you know. But at the end of it, I wanted to get back to my baseball game. You see, I wanted to get back to Saturdays being able to go down to Leroy Street Park and play ball instead of going to a matinee on Saturday matinee, you know.
Yeah.
All right, so I leave. Now, I'm a terrible student in school. I'm a truant. I'm a chronic truant. I cut class all the time. And this is my school history. If I got a passing grade, it was pure luck in anything. Okay? This was my school history. Well, a teacher suggested that I audition for a school called the High School of Performing Arts. Remember the movie Fame?
Yeah, we got it.
That's the school I went to, okay? But he suggested that I take the audition for that school. Now, I had planned to audition for a whole, to take a test for a completely different school. Actually, it was the High School of Aviation Design, where I thought I was going to be an aviation engineer. But my teacher says, well, how are you going to pass the test for aviation design? You need to know math for that. You have cut all of your math classes. You haven't been to math class since the term started. How are you going to pass that? You go for the audition for this school. He knew I had been in A Raisin in the Sun. This is in my junior high school year. So I said, okay, Mr. Wilson, okay. I'll take the audition for performing arts, but I'm going to aviation high school to be an engineer. Well, I failed the test for the aviation and design. And I passed the audition for performing arts. And my first year, I got an A in my acting class. I've never gotten an A in anything in school in my life. All right? In my school history. Never gotten an A in anything. Not even in gym.
It's hard not to get an A in gym.
It's hard not to get an A in gym class. Right? So, Kenny, I got an A, and I ended up graduating top of my class and with all the honors and everything that that school had to provide. So I ran home, but my senior year, I mean, my junior year, I ran home and I told my mother, "Look, Mom, I got an A." I said, "I think I'm going to do this acting thing." She said, "I've been trying to tell you, Glenn. I've been trying to tell you, you know." That's how it followed me.
Okay. I get it. And the answer. The old question, is there man in destiny or destiny in man? I think there's both, but it's your case. So there's definitely destiny in you. Yeah, that's good. You know, what today, Glenn, what drives Glenn Turman? What drives you to, you know, like I'm just reading all the credits even from last year, and now you got a new documentary out. What drives you today? What's your motivation?
You know, I still love this craft. I still love the opportunity to do it well. I still get excited and pissed at myself when I don't think I've turned in the performance that I wanted to turn in, that I was striving for. You know, I'm still, that's the thing. I still get pissed. I can't believe that I still get pissed at myself, you know, for not doing what I think should be the best performance. And so that I still am driven by the desire to fulfill the craft, you know, the desire to master the craft, that still excites me. And people tell me, you're a master.
Would you say that that sense of wanting it to be right, wanting to be perfect, is that something that's part of your character? I mean, is that what made Glenn Turman?
Well, it's funny because perfection, it's not so much perfection, because I believe if you don't have something that's off, then you're missing that, and so you're not perfect. To be perfect, you have to have something that's off as well. You know, to have everything, you know. So it's not that I'm trying to be, I'm just trying to be the best at what it is that I can be. But I'm not trying to make that my master. I'm not trying to obtain something that is driving me, obsessing me. I'm not obsessive about it, you know.
What would you say greatest mistakes along the way? I think we can learn from our mistakes. What would you say yours were?
I make a mistake in character whenever I'm not as kind as I can be.
Yeah.
I think we all have the ability to be kind, or kind to ourselves, kind to others. You know, I think that costs you nothing. And when I don't, I'm not that person, I think I'm making a mistake.
Buddy. Now, what do you think has changed you the most over the years as an actor? Did you meet anybody along the way, or did you take a course, or did you step into something new that just made things just different for you, that you kind of shifted up you upshifted yourself?
I studied many courses. I studied, you know, PA, you know, it was the method, of course. PA is the Performing Arts High School. It's the method of Stanislavski. I also studied with Sir Tyrone Guthrie at the Guthrie Theater in Minneapolis. And I also studied with Ellis Rabb and Vinette Carroll. So I had different techniques that I had learned over the years and kind of put them all together over the years to come up with my own theory. I taught acting for 12 years and worked with a wonderful woman by the name of Bea Richards, who was had a technique called theater of being, which I kind of transformed into my own technique called acting for real, you know. But I think that the older I got, or the longer I've been doing this, the more comfortable I become with myself as a human being, the easier it is to translate that into a recognizable character. Because that central place is solid.
Yeah. It's that place maybe where you get out of, is that that place where you kind of get out of your, out of Glenn Turman, and then you're something, almost something else. You're just, it's in the flow. Is that what we're talking about here?
Kind of. It's not so much that I get out of Glenn Turman, it's that I am Glenn Turman. And you know what I mean? I am Glenn Turman. I'm not trying to be Glenn Turman. I'm not trying to be anything. I am. And when I'm comfortable with I am, then I am able to do the best that I can do, you know?
I love that. I love that. Listen, I got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with legendary Glenn Turman, and we're going to take a little deeper dive yet into what makes Glenn tick, a little bit more about his new upcoming documentary. We'll be right back.
Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days? I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. Call now for this free book on maximizing your income in retirement. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers from leading financial firm J.D. Melberg. That's right, free. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity, and it's free.
Call 800-615-2282.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We researched numerous products and summarized rates and benefits of annuities, all from SILAC Insurance Company.
Call 800-615-2282. That's 800-615-2282.
Call now.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Not only can a CGM immediately reduce pain, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. We'll also provide free shipping of your new CGM, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar four more times per day and injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call now and learn how to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, Ken D. Foster here. Are you in a place that you would like to unleash the power within your mind? I teach a class. It's called The Limitless Experience. This is about intentional living. It's a great opportunity to learn how to operate your mind efficiently, expand your knowledge, tap into your inner wisdom, and connect with like-minded individuals who are evolving and making a difference in this world. This class is designed to help you unlock your true potential and achieve success in all areas of your life. By attending this class, you will gain valuable insights into your life purpose, legacy, how to get unstuck, how to break chronic patterns that are stopping your success, overcome limiting beliefs, and develop a positive mindset that will help you achieve your goals. I hope to see you soon at the Limitless Experience.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I'm talking with a legendary actor, Glenn Thurman, that we're having a deep And listen, we are going to talk about some of your heroes or mentors, maybe you would call them, in the past and currently, if you have any. Who were you modeling or mentoring with when you were younger, and where are you today?
Well, like you know, I started off at the top. I started off with Sidney Poitier, he was a mentor of mine until he died, which was just a short time ago. I'd go to him over the years for advice. I watched him and followed his not only his career, but followed his demeanor. Followed who he was in the standing of the community. And so a lot of his poise and his attributes, I tried to emulate many of them and used him as a beacon, a guide along the way.
What would you say you want your legacy to be here? What would you say that would, if you had a way to just a magic wand, this is what I want my legacy to be, what would that be?
I have a wonderful partner in my wife, Joanne. We have a daughter together. And now us grandchildren. And the one thing that we didn't know going into our relationship with each other is that we both had a deep and meaningful summer camp experience before we met one another as youngsters. Well, over the years, she and I and our family have put together an organization called the Nine Winds Ranch Foundation and started a summer camp. We started the summer camp as a promise to Coretta Scott King, Dr. King's lovely, lovely wife, who held a summit at their foundation in Georgia after the riots in Los Angeles in 94, I believe it was. Maybe 92. And at that conference, she had gathered many pillars of the community of Southern California and asked them what did they think they could contribute to ease some of the tensions and heal some of the wounds that the young people were suffering from. And I blurted out that my wife and I were going to start a summer camp and that we were going to take kids from the inner city and bring them to the summer camp and teach them how to ride horses and present them with the opportunity to sleep under the stars and take hikes in the woods and learn and commune with nature. Well, we did that, which was only supposed to be the summer. That's that particular summer. Well, it's been 27 years now that we have used Camp Giddy Up to expose youngsters to a life-changing experience, which we have witnessed over the years. And I can't imagine anything that has given, including my acting, anything that has given me more self-gratification and a sense of purpose than that commitment that we made over these years to these young people. And if there's nothing else that I leave.
I have one more question for you, Glenn. We're just about out of time, so I wanted to get it in because I think it's an important question, especially in the light of your mentorship with the children. But before I ask the question, I'd like to also recommend the audience to go over and watch. It's called The Legend of Glenn Turman. It's on Netflix. I'm not sure it's on Netflix, but you get it on Amazon. You can invest in the businesses that leading businesses around the world, and you'll also be able to get it on streaming. So you want to check this out. It's going to be an amazing documentary. It already is an amazing documentary with an amazing legendary man. So you check that out. Last question, Glenn, especially in the light of your mentorship with the youth, what is your message to the youth or to the world right now? What would you say your message is?
It's so easy to look another human being in the eye and acknowledge their existence. Acknowledge their right to be a part of this wonderful experience called life. Just by saying hello, just by saying have a good day, just acknowledge people eye to eye. That's what I would say.
I love that. I love that. Glenn, thank you so much for honoring us with your presence today. It's been a pleasure to interview you, and I wish you much success on the new documentary, The Legend of Glenn Turman, and hope you come back. We really enjoyed this.
Ken, I appreciate you having me. Love to come back, continue our conversation. Keep doing what you're doing, man. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And for all of you, I want to thank you for listening to us today. This is the Voices of Courage show. One of the ways we grow this show, by the way, is through you. So if you enjoy this show, why don't you, you know, share it with some family members, friends, associates, and, you know, give them some upbeat, positive information that they can get their teeth into, you know, and be able to really make the world a little better for all of us. So until next time, I hope you continue to see the unseeable and know the unknowable and do the impossible. And I'll see you next year.